Sayyiduna Muaz ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Shall I not inform you of a door from the doors of paradise?" When asked what this door was, he replied, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." On the authority of Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was reported to have said, "For the person who recited La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, it is a cure for 99 ailments, the least of which is sadness and grief." Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Whoever has been granted a bounty by Allah Azza wa Jal and wishes to preserve it should recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance." As narrated by Sayyiduna Ubada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Upon awakening, whoever recites La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ." Translation: "There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone. He has no associate. Sovereignty is for Him and all praise is for Him. He has power over everything. Allah Azza wa Jal is pure from all shortcomings and all praise is for Allah Azza wa Jal. There is none worthy of worship except Allah and Allah is the greatest and the capability of refrain from sins and the ability to do good comes only from Allah Azza wa Jal." And then recites Allahumma ghfirli or makes any dua, it will be accepted. If he performs wuzu and offers salah thereafter, his salah will be accepted. As narrated by Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "When waking up, whoever recites Bismillahi subhanallahi amantu billahi wa kafartu bil jibti wa taghut." Translation: "Allah's name I begin with, Allah is pure from all shortcomings. I believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and I disbelieve in idols and shaitan. 10 times he will be saved from every sin that he is afraid of and no sin will be able to approach him." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.